All right, so we're good to go. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can watch us. And please drop your comments on those platforms so we can get to them in good time. I always say this, right? Once we're tweeting a story and you like to chip in, quickly just drop your own thoughts so that before we move away from that story, it can drop and then we can take it along before we move on to the next story. And it's always very difficult going back to what we've discussed, right? The Nation is our first port of call this morning. The Nation has this big story below the nameplate. Uncertainty in APC over Jonathan Emefiele Adesina.
I wish I was on vacation, honestly, Sheriff. Yeah. Like, yeah, I told you. Okay. I mean, we're teaching the same stories in the past 3 weeks, the same stories that upset you, that shows that common sense and decency has taken a holiday in our national life. It is embarrassing that, you know, just because we want to conduct elections, we are seeing some of the things that we are seeing. I had thought that what we would have is 2-3 people in either of the two major parties, along with 2-3 other people from some of the other, let me use the word, permit me, smaller parties. I will have a robust, you know, but look at what we have. It's become a farce, especially on the side of the APC. Indeed, you would have thought that the APC was the only party in contention. The story is every day, but on what's going on. And so here we have that there's uncertainty in the APC over Jonathan's bid. There's uncertainty. The man himself is uncertain about what he wants to do, which was one of his failings. This flip-flopping and not... he flip-flops. The current leader we have will not flip-flop. He'll stay in one place, but you won't know where that is. That's the difference between the two of them. And Nigeria needs a stronger leadership to move us forward.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those who will blame the Constitution. I will come to that at the appropriate time. And I'm ready to also discuss this on Sunday with one or two senior lawyers.
On Saturday.
My mind has gone back, Ojari. No vex. Because it is said in this story here and other papers, for example, that Jonathan said that he will only join the race if he's given a caveat. If he's given a caveat and he'll be the only one, he won't contest with other people. He is known for upholding the legacies of democracy when he lost the election. That is what he is known for. That is what he's recognized for. That is what he's honored for. You want to throw all that away and you want the ticket to be handed over to you in an envelope, in an open envelope for that matter. And he says that the chairman, according to this story, is in the Nation. Remember the background of the Nation. So when we hear these stories, you need to put all these things in balance. But it says that Adamu declines ex-president's proposal. I don't think he has a choice. That's what he would have done. The CBN governor is in dilemma. And I'm happy to hear that. I just wish he would walk away. It is a mess as it is. He'd be damned if he goes in. He'd be damned if he doesn't. I just wish he would walk away. Because as we speak, there's a CBN story here that says that dollar scarcity pushes more transactions to the parallel market. Somebody is not paying attention to his job. But they say he's in dilemma. And the AFDB is something that I just can't imagine. In Nigerian newspapers, it is written that, some people paid for him and they can't contact him. Oh, come on. Come on. At this point of the game, that is why I'm going to single out, like I said yesterday, Tinubu, Oshibaju, Peter Obi, and to some extent, Atiku, in these two major parties, as those who are showing a strong desire, which is one of the ingredients that we need. How can we have a presidential candidate whose form is filled on his behalf? ₦100 million is paid and then we can't even find him in this world. Did he go on the galactic to Mars? In the days of the phone? And even look and see how messy it is. Are you saying you didn't even get his approval before all this? It is a mess. It is a very, very big mess. Anyway, for all it's worth, let me read out the aspirants who have obtained forms in APC. Ashiwaju Bola Tinubu, Governor Yaya Bello, Governor David Umahi, Senator Rochas Okorocha, Chukwuemeka Nwajuba, Uju Kennedy. I don't know. Tunde Bakare. Oh, Tunde Bakare has become doctor. I thought he was pastor. Well, so Yemi Osinbajo, professor. Nicholas Bello. Now who is this? I thought Yaya Bello cannot be Nicholas.
No, he can't.
And
be
then
Nicholas
there's a Nicholas.
Bello.
Do you know Nicholas Bello?
No, I don't.
Never heard of him. Okay. Americans say never heard of him. John Kayo Defayemi, Rotimi Amechi. I didn't know Ken Namani.
That's Ken Namani.
Namani, yes. Mm. Really? Chris Ngige, Ibukole Amosun, Ogbonaya Onu, Dimeji Bankole, Ajayi Borofis. Mm. I wanted to say Borofi. But you are a newscaster. You know how to pronounce them. Yeah. Abubakar Badaru, Sonny Yerima, Akpabio, Ahmed Lawan, Ben Ayade, and our Deputy Minister for Petroleum, Timpreye Silva. All these people have bought forms, each one of them paying 100 million naira.
That's right.
And then the controversial forms. Form obtained for Goodluck Jonathan. That's the controversial one. Form obtained for Godwin Emefiele and form obtained for additional. The three of them are controversial forms. Mm. Our politicians have put us in a terrible and embarrassing mess. And let's see how we get out of this. Sheriff, quickly, yeah. You know this attachment to, it says that, it talks okay about Jonathan's backers seeking consensus and Southern APC aspirants disagree. Okay.
Asama on YouTube says, as embarrassing is the word, I don't know what else to feel about our politicians. It is quite sad. Faith on YouTube says, I'm yet to understand how Emefiele sleeps at night. Good morning, Uncle JD. All right, okay.
He knows this country better than you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look, some of the things you see, one fella was talking about government magic. He knew what he was saying. Some people understand this country more than you and I. They know that in this country you can get away with virtually anything.
Yeah.
But there is always Judgment Day.
Mm.
You must think beyond, yes.
The primaries are in a few days. APC primaries would be on May 30 and 31.
Yes.
May 30, 31 and June 1st. PDP has fixed theirs for May 28th.
And they're watching them. So
in a few days, we should know exactly
where we are.
Clearer picture.
But this is the beginning of the intrigues.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the intrigues. I understand from good authority that there's a party on standby that could end up becoming one of the major parties.
A party on standby?
There's a party. You know, you can go shopping in party. There's a party on standby.
Okay.
Specifically, I think it's the SDP.
Okay.
That
some of these players
and it's going to create a problem for some people at state level, but that's another story entirely, and I don't want you to prod me on that.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you see, because if your principal is,
should I?
No, madam, it will. Because you see, what you see is not what you are getting.
Yeah,
and for some of the politicians, this joyous celebration is going to be short-lived. Mark my words. This joyous celebration, thinking that maybe you're the only candidate, you might discover that you're not even the candidate at all. You're carrying the card. But when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it.
We will. Let's go pick up the Punch. We may come back to the Nation much later. The Punch has a story on page 9. No going back on May 2023 handover date, says presidency.
I'm surprised that the government quickly replied, Dr.
Robert Clark
was so swift.
Yeah.
I wish they were swift with other things like Emefiele's case and some of them, because Emefiele is still a bit under their control. The presidency should have issued a statement either in public or privately to Emefiele to tell him to, look, please stop messing up. This is not the job that we recruited you for, but they've kept quiet and kept everybody wondering. But they were quick to say to reply Dr. Clark's Chief Clark and Chief Afe Babalola. Now these are two very, very senior advocates of Nigeria.
That's right.
Afe Babalola indeed, and they are senior citizens. Chief Afe Babalola is 90 plus and Chief Clark is in his mid 80s, I think, or towards. But and the two, I am sure if you meet them privately, made these suggestions out of complete frustration as to what else do we do. Okay, I'm not giving, I don't anything that is outside the law that we have, I'm not giving to any kind of suggestion. 6 months extension. 6 months, in the first instance, 6 months extension of what? But even if you are not going to have a debate on that, it's not about presidents, it's about the people and the system. Whatever security concerns Steve Clark has, we should be able to produce a president who can handle it. And in any case, if this gentleman has been handling the security situation for 7 years plus, why should we give him an extra 6 months? Well, some of us are not happy with the way he has handled it so far. And then why can't we always stick? It's not about constitution. In the case of Emefiele, again, I'm sorry that I'm mentioning it. The regulations are quite clear, you know, as to what should be done and what shouldn't be done. But he's flagrantly disobeying them. Are we going to ask that the CBN Act or whatever guidelines for the governor be reviewed just because one man doesn't want to obey them? The reviewing of constitutions is an ongoing exercise.
That's
every
right.
blessed day.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Will be reviewed. But it is not, you cannot use it as a reason for bad behavior that we have. Our problem is not the constitution. Our problem is us. The politicians and we the public, we sit back and take, we see all these things happening and wait for somebody else to come and do the job for us.
Yeah.
Okay? So we give our politicians a leeway. In some other countries, this mess cannot happen. In some other countries, you can't lock down universities for this long and think that you are going to have peace. It will not happen.
No, it won't.
But we all sit back. Some of us pray unto God. We pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Our religious leaders go to pray for our leaders. They come back and tell us to continue praying. And we do nothing. We tolerate all these things. So we are the culprits. Not the constitution, not anything. And so I respectfully disagree with Chief Clark that we cannot be doing things outside the law. Right. Look at when Jonathan died.
God forbid.
I sorry.
Did he just say that?
Yes. When Yaradua died. I asked God to forgive me for that mistake.
Okay.
It was a good mistake. I don't want, you know. Look at when Yaradua died and Jonathan wanted to take over.
Yeah, that was a huge drama.
What was the drama about?
Unnecessary. Unnecessary drama.
So are we going to change the constitution at that point in time? What did we have? We had something of necessary, what was it called? Something of a doctrine of necessity.
Yeah.
And we all had to get up and fight for Jonathan to take his rightful place under a doctrine of, whereas it was so straightforward.
Yeah.
And he did not transmit it. He did not say it by word. He did not. We continue to split hairs. I think that even the courts should not be hearing some cases that are clear cut. I'm hoping we can get to a point. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if that is possible. Where as soon as the registrar passes the brief to his lordship, he looks at it and says he has no merit at all and throws it out within 2 hours. Okay, at the very most, can't even refund them or charge them for mischief. Because what we do in this country is we know that what we are doing is against the law. We run to the courts to buy time. So at the end of the day, you have a fait accompli. That's what we do. Because some of us want to have our cake and eat it.
Right.
Do you get my?
Yes, yes, I do. If you don't get it, you get it.
You get it.
Yes,
please, I apologize to Jonathan's family. He's alive.
He's alive. He's well.
First of all, I had to
beg. He's in Dakar.
He said that. That's like you have to beg God first. All right, so that's where we are.
Yeah, let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. This story is on page 7 of the Vanguard. Wrongful use of pesticides endangering lives of Nigerians, NEPC.
I don't know much about pesticides. Okay, maybe farmers would know. But when I saw this story on pesticides, an alarm that had gone up in my head with insecticides came up. I don't know if you've bought insecticides in recent times, or what we used to call, you know, the brand name, we call it Fleet. Well, Fleet used to be a brand name back in the day.
That's right.
But they are insecticides. This is insecticides to kill mosquitoes. I am doubtful, one, about whether they are safe. Because when you use this, by the time you're spraying, the kind of effect that it has on you these days is mind-boggling. Two, I've also noticed that when you spray this insecticide, it doesn't vaporize. It forms a film.
A layer.
Yeah. On the floor. So I'd like Sun to take a look at the current. I know that because of hard times, maybe there is something missing in these insecticides or some cheaper thing has been added to it. But I think that our health is premium. If you're going to sell it at double the price, do not let it be injurious to health. As it is now, I do not feel safe. I do not feel safe using any of the insecticides in the market. So I'd like someone between NAFDAC and Sun to come inspect these goods and give us an assurance that, you know, apart from killing the mosquitoes, which we want to do, we are not going to kill ourselves in the process. What we're using this story for, because we have to review what's in the papers.
Yeah.
What we're using this story for really is to highlight the current danger that is seen or unseen, you know, in the insecticides that we have in the market. It is not the insecticides that we are used to. And in any case, it doesn't kill mosquitoes.
Oh, it doesn't?
Doesn't. By the time you spray a room, you go back 2 hours later. I slapped myself one day. Ah, Sheriff. I felt sorry for myself.
Oh.
The mosquito had entered deep inside my ear.
What?
Deep. You know the mosquito?
Yeah.
I just, why?
Was it that hot?
I was a hot slap. If I slapped the person sleeping next to me like that, it would be more than domestic violence. Our boss would be called manslaughter. But in all honor, and I hope they listen to these programs, because I don't know how else. It would be nice if we could get a reaction before tomorrow from Standard Organization of Nigeria and from NAFDAC about the incident. They should pick them up in the market. And don't forget, Sheriff, that there are a lot of fake products in the market now.
That's right.
Starting with ordinary water.
Mm.
So if I were you, if I'm going to be buying water, insecticides and things, make sure you buy them from a major supermarket.
Mm.
There's a lot of fake water. Loads of them. Fake water. And I'm sure maybe a lot of fake soft drinks, fake juices and so on and so forth.
Right.
Wine.
Right.
Yes. So the insecticides might not be an exception.
The issue of adulterated products in our market is quite worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary, because some of them can be quite fatal.
Definitely. Yeah. A lot of them. Maybe not fatal in the short run, but in the long run,
they'll
do that much damage. But even some in the short run.
Yep.
I'll never forget one day, some years back, when the injection, I think it was a teaching hospital somewhere, I think it was Enugu or so. All the kids that were giving shots that day, on that particular day, all of them had questions to answer.
Oh.
All of them.
Oh.
And some died.
Oh.
Because there's so much, there's fake medicine. I mean, that's the worst of it all. If I were you, I'd go to a registered pharmacist to buy my drugs and make sure that you have the pharmacist on duty. Because even the staff, the lower staff of some of these pharmacies, sneak in drugs when their guy is not around. When you ask for so and so, they just bring it out and sell to you. You have to take that extra care these days.
Yeah.
Be careful where you drink. Don't just sit by the roadside and say, give me this drink or give me that drink. You need to be very careful. And like I said, you're better off for now shopping in recognized supermarkets.
In trusted supermarkets. Because there are actually some of them that you can vouch for.
Yes, but even with those that you can vouch for, the extra care is some of the staff sneak in their own product and exchange it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We follow these things. Yes. You go to some of the shops. Look, everybody is complicit, but not everybody. A lot of people are complicit in nefarious activities these days under the guise of poverty. I have to do something extra, you know. That is a common excuse for bad behavior that we have across the board. So you do need to be extra careful. That includes restaurants where you eat. Because some of the food, Mama Put now has become a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
I've noticed, for example, the salt that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Most foods that you taste now appear salty. I don't know whether it is the taste.
Or something is wrong with it. Okay.
You know, but if you notice, the food that you is always like a little bit much more salty.
That's when you buy food outside?
Even at parties.
Okay.
Because some of the caterers, they give you a big charge, charge you 10,000 naira per plate, and then go and buy these products at the least where it's the cheapest.
Like everybody's just cutting corners.
So you do need to be extremely careful.
You know, I like it when we discuss things like this once in a while on the show.
I mean, rather than talk about adults misbehaving,
This is quite helpful.
It's helpful.
I must say.
Even at parties, you need to be careful. Mind the chicken that you eat.
Yeah?
Yes, because your caterer is not likely to slaughter live chicken.
That's very unlikely.
A big box that came across the border that has been preserved in formalin or whatever it is. Take time out once in a while, ask for a meal, and taste, you know, with consciousness. Taste some of the food that you served in party. It looks so nice. It comes with a bright light. It's Oje Tom for my 10,000 naira. But what is inside? What is inside?
Food for thought, really. I'm going to take just two comments from YouTube. This person says, you just crack him up with the slap thing. He said he can't stop laughing. Abdul Kadri Abubakar on YouTube says, there are established MRL, minimal residue levels, in standards for products SON has published. SON needs better empowerment on imported products. They need to be allowed back to the ports of entry.
SON is one of the corrupt organizations we have, like customs and whatever. And let's be honest. The organization is not corrupt, but a lot of their staff are like, they are like Nigerians also, that have tolerance for corruption. Don't let's kid ourselves about it. And part of the problem is, in truth, the public service personnel are not well remunerated. So they are left to beg, borrow, or steal. He has to start from there. You give him a pen to sign permit for a company's product, and then you pay him peanuts. I maintain, Sheriff, bring me the salary of a permanent secretary in Lagos. He cannot rent a flat on his legitimate salary on Bode Thomas. He cannot rent a 3-bedroom flat and send 2 children to private school. He can't. Not even expensive private school. How does a man who earns $400,000 a month send a kid to school where he's going to pay $250,000 for school fees? What does that tell you? He's going to pay $4 million for rent. $3 million. In Sulele Nio. You understand what I'm saying? In Pangrove area, it's going to be 3 million, 2.5, 2.8.
How?
Or are you going to tell a permanent secretary to go and live in one-room self? Do you know what they call one-room self?
Yes, I do.
What is one-room self?
One-room self, ne. I mean, you're just on your own.
Yeah, your own. Let's face it. We need to tackle these things objectively and stop raising our voices in vain.
So sometimes, it's not that people willingly set out to be corrupt. The system
pushes them to it. It's what I said. Beg. If you have a statutory obligation to meet, you either beg, you either borrow, or you either steal.
But now, where is the question of integrity?
You cannot have integrity when there's a statutory whatever to meet. One of the three will happen. Don't forget that when I say steal, it's not necessarily steal means you will do something illegal. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. If a man of 55 works in the civil service up to director level, if he doesn't quote and unquote find his way, he will end up not owning a house, even in the most remote areas. If he's not careful, even government land he will not own. If he's not careful. So when we criticize these people, let's flip it and look at the other side of things. You need to see some of them who are deeply religious, okay, who are deeply religious and stick to the tenets of their religion and good living, go and see how they live. You will weep. I'm telling you. You will weep. The days when it was an honor.
Yeah.
I keep saying, one of the things that hurts me is the way I went through life in this country. At the age of 26, 27, I had a three-bedroom flat. I had a car. I even had a houseboy and a dog.
Hey, you had a dog?
I had a dog and a houseboy.
Ah, you are feeding other people.
I mean, and my dog used to eat three tins of geisha a day. I mix it with rice and palm oil. Then on Saturday, I go to the market and buy bones. On my salary.
At 23?
When did I left university, I was about 24. As soon as I left university, yeah, my first job, bram, even before I finished youth corps, was Punch. I was in Punch. Within 2 months, they gave me a three-bedroom flat. They gave Tunji. Tunji and I looked at ourselves, two young boys. Tunji, let's ditch one flat job. So we gave one flat back and we shared one. Tunji Ladna. The company had the TV company. They put one TV in the sitting room for us. And they gave me a Beetle. The day I got the Beetle, I headed for Alaba. But big.
We have to go now. We have to go.
Well, I must tell my story one day.
Yes.
I don't story you, you have I must to. Tell my story one day.
You must.
For people to know the fire that burns in me. It's doable. I'm the son of two civil servants now. My dad and my mom. Every 4 years, we had a new car in the house. It's car loan. What are you saying? It's car loan.
Let's be going. We have to go now. Thank you so much for coming. Diabumi is next at 9 o'clock. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu.
We'll be back. Let's talk electricity tariff hike at 8 o'clock. Morning to you.
Have you been disconnected because you didn't link your
99.3 Nigeria Info? We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.